Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, it's a pleasure to be here. If we were having a big earthquake today, this would be an earth-shaking bill. But being we don't have an earthquake, it is kind of a little bit of a lightweight. There are three changes in here that the LIC put in, which makes two from shall to maize, and one from he to the incorporator. Basically, this bill has not been changed, or this law has not been changed since about 1939. Corporations are registered under 3931, which we're amending here, plus other laws, which we are not amending. Telephone and telegraph companies were initially put under this section of law. Nobody knows why they're there at that way, but what brings this bill in is a small telephone company was trying to borrow some money so that they could update their services. And the banker was looking it over, and the banker says, you're going to be out of business before you can repay the loan because you can only incorporate for 30 years under this. What this bill does says you can be like any other corporation, and you can incorporate. It says you shall not exceed 30 years, and it says it may be perpetual. So what it does is make these telephone companies the same as us. As long as they're running, they're running. It's that simple. And with that, I would step back and let Dollar Pullman Rogers give you the big story.
Hey, thank you, Representative. Any questions? If not, Darla, go ahead.
It's a pleasure to address the committee on something other than an insurance bill. I represent the South Dakota Telephone Association, which is a trade organization of small independent telephone companies. And during the last year, a problem, especially during this last year, a problem came to the attention of one of the companies. And just to give you a little history, regular business corporations, as you are aware, are formed under Title 47. And then we have other places in the code that have special types of corporations. We have gas and electric corporations, and we have telephone and telegraphs in 4930, and you've got medical corporations and several different types of corporations throughout the law. And for some reason, when 4930 was enacted, the existence of the corporation was only allowed, or the corporation was only allowed to be in existence for 30 years. Now, I know it'll surprise you, but I was not around in 1939 or whenever this was enacted. See, I knew you would be surprised. So I'm not sure the reason for the 30-year limitation. And in fact, as I've visited with other people, not that we're around then, but have certainly worked with these laws more than I have, no one has any real understanding of why that limitation was placed in the statute. What we're doing here is, and the substance of the bill is subsection 6 on page 2, we're just conforming it to regular corporate law, which allows corporations to be perpetual. The problems that it has caused, I think, were addressed by Representative Peterson. Some of the corporations, some of my companies that are incorporated under 4930, forget that their corporation ceases to exist after 30 years, and then they have to go back in and basically start over. RUS, a lot of them borrow money from RUS, and that's where the real problem came up. RUS looks at the corporate existence, and you have to provide them with a certificate of good standing, and they get ready to loan money to this corporation, and they say, wait a minute, your corporation is going to cease to exist before your loan is paid off. And so this just, like I said, conforms it to general corporations. I didn't do an exhaustive search of all the other types of corporations, but I know that most of them that I looked at, for example, the electric and gas corporation statute, all of them provide for perpetual existence. So we're just conforming the telephone and telegraph statute to the others. Thank you.
Thank you, Darla. Questions?
Mr. Chair.
Senator McCracken.
Darla, how many small independent companies do you have?
15. I don't have the co-ops. I just have the
independent. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Further questions? Senator Whiting?
Well, Darla, do you know of any reason why we have to have this statute at all? Why couldn't we just repeal the whole thing?
Because some of my 15 companies are incorporated under this statute.
Unless they were but they are. Would they not meet the standards set up for all other corporations as well?
They're sort of the same. I think the basic difference, and probably the reason that this statute was put in, as with the gas and electric, is that I think you do have some advantages under this particular corporate structure with regard to rights of way and easements, and so that's why it's attractive for some of them to be incorporated under this.
Okay.
Further questions? If not, thank you, Darla. Further proponents of House Bill 1222. Further proponents. Are there opponents of 1222? If not, we'll close the committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1222. Senator McCracken.
Chairman, move due pass.
Due pass by Senator McCracken. Seconded by Senator Bogue. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1222 go on the floor of the due pass. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Bogue.
Aye.
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Munson? Aye. 5-2. Move consent. By Senator Whiting, seconded by Senator McCracken. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Consent calendar it is.